My name is Fabien Cousteau. I'm an aquanaut, third-generation ocean explorer, and ocean conservationist. Having had the honor of growing up in a family of ocean explorers, the ocean connection was a natural background. The Fabien Cousteau Ocean Learning Center is a culmination of different programs that come together in one philosophy, which is something my grandfather told me when I was young. People protect what they love what they understand, and they understand what they're taught. What is the general state of our aquatic world? Well, if you look at how we've treated our land-based part of our planet, the ocean is even worse. And the only reason I'm saying this is not to strip away hope and motivation to do something, it's to just gauge our understanding. Because for decades, the ocean has been treated as an endless resource and a garbage can. There have been some implementation of technologies and approaches to aquatic restoration. There is a lot more that needs to be done, because thus far we have some monumental tasks in tackling things like plastic pollution, carbonic acid from hydrocarbon pollution, which is basically climate change related issues, temperature augmentation variations, which throws off all sorts of systems like coral ecosystems. So although there are things that are slowly being implemented, by and large, we have a lot of work to do. Whether we love nature or not, whether we are conscious of to the level of science or not, we need to understand that our everyday decisions are the very fundamental reason why we are where we are. And as such, we can also be heroes individually. We could be proactive in creating those solutions in our everyday decisions by not using single-use plastics, for example, by being more conscious of the way and what we drive. Proteus is our most ambitious project to date. Proteus itself is slated to be the most innovative, history-making international space station underwater. And it will be a platform where we'll be able to invite up to 12 scientists to do mid and long-term research so that we can bring back the data that we need, the information that we need, and the solutions that we need to generate to tackle viral pandemics, cancer, and better manage our aquatic understanding so that we can look at storm mitigators and things like that and be proactive in those decisions to better serve us and, by default, the planet. Proteus will be located in Curaçao because it's our most favored nation right now. We have an MOU with them. We have the support of the government. Proteus is really slated to be the United Nations of underwater research platforms, in the sense that we will be inviting government, non-government, university, and businesses, as well as being able to shepherd individuals who may be able to use this platform but may not have the access to it under normal circumstances. We need, as a society, as individuals, as communities within our own homes, we need to change our behavior. We need to stop the problem at its source. And that requires all of us to make that effort, to change our behavior. That requires us to change policy. And that requires us to be enlightened about what's happening in our ocean world. The ocean is an amazing playground. It's Pandora's box. We've explored less than 5% of our ocean world to date, despite all the exploits of people like my grandfather and people who have dedicated their lives to marine exploration. There is a lot left out there to explore, and I truly believe that if we push forward in our endeavors and be more conscious of our connection with the world and our ocean, we'll be able to give back to our future generations the things that we've taken for granted.